This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, every night. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and aircraft fuel as well. And I almost forgot last hour, but I remember this hour, our Amazon workers, the people that are working in the warehouse and the drivers out there making deliveries. We appreciate them, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter and Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain added us to it. America, all one word. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have that you might be interested in. Okay, joining us right now from California, it's the incomparable professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I was trying to think of something that I could do a little special today for the Queen's funeral and whatnot, and I came up with it during the break. You ready?
Of course.
I'm going to have a spot of tea when I come in this afternoon and enjoy it with a lump of sugar or two.
Okay, well, that's,
kind of makes sense to me.
Well, sure. I know that I believe the Queen, of course, had tea regularly, as is tradition, each day, tea time with the, as I recall, the, what do they call them? The special sandwiches.
Crumpets.
That they make. Yeah, well, they, exactly. There was some sort of special sandwiches.
Tea and crumpets.
For that thing, yeah.
Yep.
But see, that's actually one of the things about Queen Elizabeth. She had all of these sort of routines and traditions and so forth, which, you know, she held for 70 years as monarch, and
yep.
and the people just really believe that she was in fact the heart and soul of the nation.
Well, Joe Biden is over there in London with about 500 of the world's leaders, right?
Of course, that's right. Yeah,
and there was a television special that was recorded earlier that was played last night, and in it Joe Biden said, and I quote, "The United States would defend Taiwan if China invades it."
Well, this is really very important.
It's an about face to what we heard before.
Well, the president has said this, though. What was it, a couple of months ago,
yep,
when he was on another international tour and said, you know, would you defend Taiwan militarily? He said yes. He didn't skip a beat when he said yes.
And then he retracted it when he came back.
That's right. They had to walk it back, as it were. So here we go again. And, you know, Captain, to say the tensions are high, I think would be an understatement. I think the Chinese are listening very carefully. I think they're gauging every day. I think they're trying to figure out when and where they're going to, quote, reunify Taiwan with the mainland, and it could only be a matter of time, whether it's now or 5 years from now or 2 months from now. We just don't know.
Well, I'll make a prediction right now. It won't be done under any other president other than Joe Biden.
Well, they have seen what Joe Biden is made of here.
Weak.
This is, well, you're right, and it's no joy to say these kinds of things, Captain, because this is the American president. This is beyond the shores of our nation. But the problem is when you take Afghanistan and now you take Ukraine, you take all these things, you roll them into one for how this president has conducted foreign policy, and it doesn't bode well for how a power like China will size him up.
Now, we have a situation going in Ukraine right now where Russia has now announced that they're widening their strikes on the Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. And in the past week, they've shown us evidence of doing just that. Following setbacks on the battlefield of their own, they're likely to expand their target range further because they've been embarrassed and humiliated by the Ukrainians.
Exactly right. So we're not surprised at all that they would begin taking these kinds of measures. And you couple that, Captain, with the Putin regime basically, you know, saying, look, you know, more and more mm-hmm. help coming
yep.
from other countries means
yep.
that they're part of this larger war.
And very quickly, I've had someone ask me about Hurricane Fiona. Have you heard anything else? No, I have not. Hurricane Fiona has made landfall in Puerto Rico. There's a lot of damage to the infrastructure, as you might well imagine. Power is out everywhere. Phone lines are down everywhere. Cell phone towers are down everywhere. About the only kind of phone that's making it out right now with any regularity is a satellite phone. And the ones that have the satellite phone are usually the better organized businesses and or the government. So unless somebody says something, we're not going to hear anything. And so far, we really haven't heard anything. And I'm watching the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center for any news. So if we get some, we'll give it to you. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Coming right back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren and phone callers, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take. I take it religiously. I've taken it for well over 8 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. If you're struggling with back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee pain or maybe your ankle or your feet or something else, maybe you got muscle aches and pains, then you need to try Relief Factor because it will sure as heck help you. Now, you can start out with a 3-week quick start. Only costs $19.95. That's just about a dollar a day to get going and see what it'll do for you. And you can do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you start out with a $19.95 3-week quick start. And see if it works for you. And if it does, you know, you're in like Flynn, because I've had to take it multiple times in addition to my regular morning dose, because it's something that I've done that aggravated my injuries that I have. So, and again, it's amazing because it works. And by the way, Kyle and I like to remind you that, what's that, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and give it a try, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, Kyle, we've got a caller on the line. It's one of our favorite callers. It's Aaron up in Colorado. So let's go to Aaron. Hey, what's up?
Hello, Captain, Professor Positive. Well, of course, I was listening to another talk show host, and of course, I didn't look at the 60 Minutes ridiculous interview with Joe Biden on there. And he was talking about the interview that 60 Minutes did about it. He said the interview was terrible. no hard questions, typical morons in the media, in bed with their dark side broken down, dumb donkey masters. And it's just sad that the media in this country is just not doing its job. It's typical stupid media in this country that...
Did you hear what he told Scott Pelley, the interviewer?
Oh, what did he say?
That the United States would defend Taiwan if China attacked them.
Well, that's easy. Of course he's going to say that, because and the reason why he's saying that because of what's going on with Ukraine and how they're battling back the Russian forces. So he's going to say that, but you never know. He may pedal back from that statement on the dumb, stupid 60 Minutes interview. So it wouldn't surprise me he'll backpedal on what he just said with Scott Pelley. And the thing is, I was listening to Mark Levin last week, and he was talking about the Ken Burns special, mm-hmm. The U.S. and the Holocaust. And he was really upset about what Ken Burns was trying to compare the Holocaust, the Jews, who are German citizens that just happened to be Jewish, and that citizen was stripped away by Hitler and the Nazis, compared to what's going on with the governor of DeSantis, the governor of Abbott, sending these illegal aliens who are not citizens of this country to Martha Vineyard, to New York, Chicago, wherever. Hell, I'm not surprised they haven't sent them down to my dumb state with the dark side, dumb governor, and the dark side, dumb mayor. I mean, he can fly into Denver, Colorado. Yeah.
Don't hold your breath, though. You don't want to wish that on yourself.
Because they support sanctuary cities for illegal aliens. So flying down here to Denver, Colorado wouldn't bother me a bit. It wouldn't bother them. Anyway, Cap, the professor of politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
All right. Thanks very much, Aaron. Appreciate your call, and you take care. Thoughts, Kyle?
No, I do think it's quite interesting, of course, the visceral reaction that we're seeing to simply facilitating the transport of people who have come to this country, believing it's a sanctuary, essentially, in the sense that they can come illegally. There are political actors, governments even, in the United States that have said we are a sanctuary, so they're facilitating the travel there. I'm surprised, Captain, that these particular locales aren't saying, look, we'll use our own tax dollars. We'll bring people here to our area because we're a sanctuary city or sanctuary state. So, no, the comparisons to the Holocaust are not good.
Well, the situation with the Martha's Vineyard folks were they weren't just illegal immigrants. They were people from Venezuela, all 48 of them, who had applied for political asylum. So they were already in the system. It wasn't like they were just dumped because nobody knew who they were. They chose to, the federal government and DeSantis chose to fly the people that were already in the system. So if they wanted to say, well, these are illegals and they're not this and they're... No, they are. They were processed.
Well, one of the most important takeaways, though, too, I think, Captain, is that no matter what, many people in the sanctuary cities and so forth who give the lip service to that, they virtue signal by saying they're a sanctuary, they don't really evidently mean it. They don't really want people from different parts of the world to suddenly show up in their community. And so I think it's a hypocrisy is at a new level here.
Did you hear what the governor said, our governor DeSantis said?
What's that?
We are not a sanctuary state, and we're not.
Well, no, Florida's not a sanctuary state.
We might have a couple of cities that consider themselves to be sanctuary cities, but guess what? The state is not.
No, it's not, but here's the ultimate problem here, and that is it's a division within the United States again. And it all stems, Captain, from the idea that we're going to use the border as a political thing, insofar as that the Biden administration won't enforce the border. They won't enforce the immigration laws because they know that it's destabilizing. So now you have division within America, those who mm-hmm. want illegal aliens to come across and those who want to enforce the border policies, and it's mm-hmm. eating away at the inside of the country.
Let's talk about GOP Senator, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who laid a big fat bomb, not literally, at the foot of Joe Biden. He said Joe Biden is the biggest human trafficker in the world.
Well, I think he's talking about, of course, the inaction of securing the border. Not securing the border.
All these people coming in.
Right. So by definition, you're enabling the human traffickers, drug traffickers, any manner of evil to be able to thrive.
Yep.
And so, you know, you talk about the sins of commission, but also the sins of omission.
Yep.
This is a sin of omission.
Let's not forget a couple of things that have been said. Number one, there is no problem at the border, and the border is closed.
Well, I know. That's just thing that they say. Yeah, I know.
They've got to be out of their mind.
Well, they are, but at the same time, they know that if they keep repeating, it goes back to the previous caller with the, you know, tactics from Nazi Germany. The idea is that it's called big lie strategy, or Soviet Union. Big lie strategy. Lie it, and people might believe it.
So Senator Lindsey Graham created a bit of a firestorm, if you will, by saying that Americans will back the abortion ban, even if the Senate won't. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't, but his compadre, Senator Mike Rounds, said the state should be the one to decide the abortion law, not Congress.
Right. Well, this is, I think, what the Supreme Court said. It goes back to the states. It's not provided for in the Constitution as we understand it at this point. So you have people like Vice President Harris saying they took a right which was recognized in the Constitution and just took it away. And, of course, that's not what they did at all. What they did is they found that the right didn't exist in the Constitution, that it was, in fact, sort of discovered there, sort of nebulously, and they've put it back to where it properly belongs in terms of our Constitution. So whether or not Congress can make a national law, we'll see. It'll probably have to be decided again by the Supreme Court.
I'm sure, but I don't believe this Congress is going to make any law because nobody can get anything together. They're going to have to wait till after this election and see who's running the show.
Well, of course. And right now, of course, the idea is to be able to take control of Congress. So I think the hot button issues the GOP needs to really emphasize, of course, are the economy.
Now, one last thing here. A couple of months back, the federal court in Ohio stated that the Air Force is not legally justified in taking punitive action against those service members who did not get the shot. Okay, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, and the Air Force has chose to ignore that.
That's true. So this is a pretty big finding, one would think. And of course, now, Captain, we're hearing the pandemic is over, so we'll see how this pans out.
Yeah, the pandemic is over, all right. That's why we're going to continue to do things about it. That all got changed a little bit yesterday. All right, we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity. President Biden approving an emergency declaration for the U.S. territory Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. Officials are asking people to stay at home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. A moment of silence was observed across Britain Sunday night. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian troops in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Let me tell you something about Dr. Bill. He is the very best at what he's doing. You know how I know that? Because I had several doctors I went to before him that told me that I was going to lose my left foot at the ankle because of the problems I was having. Now, Dr. Bill Sparopoulos, that's his last name, at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, is taking patients from all around the state, all around the country. Now, he specializes in wound care of the leg and foot. In addition, he does diabetic foot care, he does limb salvage, general podiatry, and he uses the hyperbolic oxygen system, which can really make a difference. So, if you're having problems and you're not getting answers or results, check out Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, St. Petersburg, Florida. The phone number, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Set up an appointment with Dr. Bill. You'll be glad you did. He certainly helped me. He saved my leg, which is extremely important for anybody that wants to be walking around normally. And I'll tell you this much. I am forever grateful and you will be too, because I believe he can help just about anybody who's been told they can't be helped. How's that? All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You are there. Okay, very good. Now, an NBC poll is showing that the GOP, their number one reason to vote in this upcoming election, the number one problem that the GOP voters see is the economy and everything financially related. Pretty good topic, right? It's the economy, stupid?
Right.
All right. Meanwhile, the Democrats, their number one issue is abortion. Well, obviously, they don't care about what's happened to them with the price of gas. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, oh, the price of gas is back down. I got more money in my wallet again. I said, really? The price of gas is back down. Is it $1.87 a gallon? Oh, no, it was never that low. I said, really? Really? I said, thank you for telling me you haven't a clue what's going on. It was $1.87 a gallon when we voted for the president in the 2020 election. And they didn't know what to say.
Well, of course, and that's, I think, Captain, because, number one, the Democrats, by harping on the abortion decision by the Supreme Court, they believe that deflects the other issues, the real issues, in terms of economy and the border and foreign policy that are impacting people every day. Obviously, abortion is it's an emotional topic, it's a very hot topic, and they believe that they can simply focus on that rather than have to talk about all the other stuff that has just gone really, really bad ever since Joe Biden took over. But it also demonstrates, Captain, I think, a fundamental misunderstanding, unfortunately, of how the Constitution works. And they're more than happy to perpetuate that. So here we go again, another sort of tactic by the Democrat party elite in order to just make people, you know, go the wrong direction here.
Well, again, they're dealing with the people that aren't very smart, it appears, that they haven't figured out that, oh, well, we're going to get, you know, and they hear it from them, too. If you ask a few more questions, you'll get, well, you know, they're going to give me this, they're going to give me that. Look, the government's going to take care of me. They're going to, well, no, they're not. Sooner or later, the government runs out of money. Then what do you do?
Well, then what do you do is exactly the right question. The problem is they're trying to cook out of the American society the very ideas of self-reliance and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and these kinds of things. They want to encourage much more government dependency, and that leads to an ultimate breakdown.
Disney World ought to have a few moments of thought about what was said with the poll that's out there. 68% of the Disney World people that have gone to Disney World this year say that the park has lost its magic due to the fact it costs so much money to go anywhere in the park and see anything.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. You know, it's definitely try to take a family of four or five or, you know, whatever to Disneyland or to Disney World, and it's going to be astronomically expensive comparatively to what it might have been just a few short years ago.
I have a friend of mine that had his family there over the weekend, this past weekend. Two kids, himself, his wife, and their neighbors went over there, too. And between the group, and by the way, they had two kids as well, between the group, they spent $700 to go to Disney World and spend one night there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's really, really something. And then here, of course, and the Disney World has all kinds of different things than the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim does, but they also have California Adventure. So to be able to attend both parks over one or two days or something, it's much more expensive than if you just picked one. And it's hard to pick, especially when you have kids. They want to see both parks. And so, yeah, they really begin to price themselves.
Pick your park, kids. Don't have enough money to go to both.
Well, that, and then a lot of locals here in Orange County and Southern California would have passes to Disneyland. And you'd have certain days that are blacked out.
Well, we don't even have that anymore. We used to.
Right.
We used to.
they used to, and then they started really going way up on those things too. So Disney has to really try to reevaluate how they're going to get their fans into the park.
Speaking of way up, Florida Senator Rick Scott said that he is 100% certain the GOP will win the Senate.
Well, we hope he's right about that. And again, barring something else happening, it seems that the trajectory is that more and more Americans are more and more unhappy with the way things are going. Now that, I think we got to take that though with the one caveat of the ideological framework, especially where abortion is considered. So
vote your wallet. Vote your wallet. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? The answer for anybody with a brain in their head is no. No.
Well, no, of course not. That's right. But even take this into account. One of the things the Biden administration wanted us to do was to fight for democracy in Ukraine by paying astronomically high gas prices. And that was somehow your patriotic duty to go do that. And so this is where they try to get things that are political to no pun intended here, trump everything else about our society, our economy, and our way of life. And that's one of the things they're banking on. But I agree with you, Captain. I do think people should and probably will vote their pocketbook.
And wait till you hear this one. New York City's Department of Education, according to the New York Post, has now fired another 850 teachers and aides for not complying with the vaccine mandates, bringing the total number of school employees fired for such an offense to nearly 2,000.
And this is really something. This is, you know, number one, I mean, there's particular issues overall with education, but now we're getting rid of the people who actually want to be educators. I mean, you know, this is, we don't know where this is going to end.
No, we don't. And unfortunately for everybody that's out there, the end is not going to be the solution, nor is it going to be the end of the end. There'll be more.
Well, of course. And, of course, this whole idea, I mean, COVID-19 is waning now in the extreme, in my opinion. So a lot of these different mandates and so forth, are they going to be there for practical reasons or are they going to be there for political reasons?
I got one last little thing for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, and I quote, "There will be more illegal migrant buses and flights."
Well, of course there will be, I'm sure, especially from Florida and obviously from Texas. But here's the cool
and Arizona.
Thing, Captain. And Arizona, right. Well, here's the cool thing. And that is, I think you're seeing a lot of people, even on the Democrat side of the aisle, rank and file Democrats, who realize that by pointing this out to everybody about the sanctuary cities and states, that it exposes the underlying border problem that the Biden administration is either not enforcing or letting go in some way to cause this problem.
Right. Okay, here comes the music. Hang on there, Kyle. And folks, I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we take a look at our second Truckers Highway and Bible report. We'll try to give you whatever kind of update we can about Hurricane Fiona. Power is out. Phones are out. So communication is weak, to say the least. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words and I'm a man, a great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand. Once I come along, it's time for the dozen. Thing, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the honey now just around. Yeah, all the honey now. Oh, baby. Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some going slow. When I get through throwing on you, you gotta come running back for more. Cause I'm running along the dock.
the mama. I'm so hard to handle now.
Oh, yeah. That's a Black Crow. Is it hard to handle? And, Kyle, were you bouncing around the floor with that one?
Absolutely. No kidding. Yeah.
I'll bet you were singing to it.
A little bit.
Yeah, because see, you got the range you can get into that. I can only go so far, and that's about it. All right, well, we got to give everybody an update on Hurricane Fiona, and you've been busy checking on that. I can tell you right now, folks, that Hurricane Fiona is continuing to bring hurricane conditions as it slowly will start moving away, along with heavy rain that will produce life-threatening floods and also mudslides and other things across Puerto Rico. And, Kyle, you've got a little bit of a scenario there, so go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. Unfortunately, we understand at least one person that we know of has been reported killed so far by Hurricane Fiona, but this happened in the French Caribbean island of Guadalupe, and of course, this is a deadly storm and an intense hurricane all through the region there, and also we understand that there are mudslides, of course, or landslides, I should say, being reported, several of them in Puerto Rico. Also, of course, the rains, this is the key factor here, and the former mayor of Puerto Rico of San Juan has put out on Twitter that they believe that this rain is much worse than what they saw with Hurricane Maria back in 2017. So that would track, Captain, with the idea that many of these rivers, of course, are rising some 20 feet in just hours, according to eyewitnesses there on the island. And of course, everybody's out of power, and the situation is dire.
Well, we've been told that up to 20 inches of rain is expected.
Yes, exactly. So again, a very, very serious situation on the island and also throughout the region. Again, it's some 3.3 million people, according to Luma Energy. They're out of power right now. And obviously, Captain, it's a very, very bad situation.
Yep, and the phone lines are down, too, and that makes it even worse. And the only people really that are communicating are the folks with the, by the way, amateur radio is alive and well. I can tell you that much. If you know somebody's an amateur radio operator, they can probably check on somebody for you using the amateur radio service, but that's something for a different day. Okay, tell us what's going on out west, because you don't have a lot going on out there.
Well, once again, Captain, we're still seeing the report here on I-80. This is in Northern California near Blue Canyon and Placer County, closed till further notice because of a fuel spill after three trucks have jackknifed in the rain there on I-80. So if you're in that region, hopefully they will get it cleared soon.
You know, that's the downhill portion of 80 over there, too.
Right, exactly. So you just got to be very careful. We still are reading rain in that area right now, of course. It's been going on for some time. It's going to stretch on up north of Redding along Interstate 5. Also down south on California 99 through Merced, down through Fresno as well. Sacramento also getting rain. San Jose rain there as well, down through Salinas and also near Santa Maria. So all this is staying pretty much in the northern part of California, dipping down a little bit, but it's not going to get into the Southern California area at all. Scattered rain up in the state of Montana tonight near Bozeman. The rain last hour near Mile City, that has continued eastward, northeastward, up towards Glendive at this hour as well. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we've got a lot of fog tonight. I mean a lot of fog right now up in Minnesota, and it's pretty much along I-94. But it does run up towards the Twin Cities on 35 and using 94 coming out of Minnesota, 90 down below. Let me see here. We've got zero visibility in many areas. I'm getting a report here. I-94 is virtually impossible to be able to see around Rochester, Minnesota. They're telling people right now, if you got to drive, fine. If you don't, don't. Also, the western part of Wisconsin right now, coming in from Minneapolis-St. Paul up on I-94. You've got fog in about 40 or 50 miles into Wisconsin and down about 100 miles into the state. You've also got some severe weather still in the central part of Illinois, I-70. If you're coming across I-70, you're going to be in some rain and thunder and lightning and flooding and whatnot all the way over to Indiana, southeastern corner of Iowa. You've got flooding going on there. And way up north in the northern part of Maine, we've got some freezing weather up there, not only frost to talk about, but also a freeze warning up there. And, of course, as we just told you about the hurricane, that's going to make a turn. It's going to be a little while before it does that, but Hurricane Fiona is just inundating Puerto Rico right now, and more than likely it looks like the Dominican Republic is going to get swashed too with this, because this thing hasn't made the turn yet, but they thought it would. It's still moving to the west, northwest.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, the Dominican Republic also in danger, big danger.
Okay, tell us about the Pollen Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget, truck on in and drive on in to the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. Join the My Rewards Plus program. Start getting great offers, great rewards. Save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and October 31st. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And they can find out more about you by going to the KyleWarrenShow.com website, right?
That's right, KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being on the ball with us. And, of course, you hear him six nights a week right here. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joe Biden, even though he was over in England, recorded a program. And he said that the United States will defend Taiwan against China. Seems to me he got into trouble for that the last time.
Well, he said it several times. So it's really kind of remarkable how this administration continues to endorse the one China policy. I'm not quite sure I remember when that was established. It was certainly prior to President Xi. But at this point, a lot has come to pass with China, and I think it's time that we terminate the one China policy completely. But nobody seems to have the guts to do that. Trump, in his own way, worked on that with the trade deal and some of the tariffs and punishments that he put on China. But nonetheless, how can you militarily defend Taiwan if there is an invasion by China and yet support China? I mean, it doesn't work.
Well, he just told Xi that violating the Russian sanctions would be a egregious mistake.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of talking, aren't we? Okay, hold that thought, folks. Doing a lot of talking. Okay, folks, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after these messages that you will hear coming in your general direction. So don't go nowhere. Top of the hour news and all that. We'll be back afterwards.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
All of that.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.